Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is really the total package. He has the talent, but also the heart to be able to make a difference. And he has fans literally around the world that are definitely on board with him and doing just that. Excited to welcome back to our program today, Wolf Critton. We're going to be talking to him not only about his love affair he has with music, but also the joy he gets in sharing it with others. He has a brand new single that we're really excited to be able to share with you guys for the first time on our program. It's called Jane Doe. We're going to talk to Wolf a little bit about the story behind the single, as well as, of course, what it's been like for him to see already the buzz that's surrounding it. But, Wolf, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, what's going on? It's always a blessing, man. My favorite station.
Look, man, I appreciate that, and we're glad to be able to bring the world your new single here for the first time. We're going to get into that a little bit later. You know, I went back and listened to the very first interview that we did on this program for two reasons. One, I wanted to make sure I pronounced your name correctly, Wolf. But two, I also wanted to see the journey that you have been on since, you know, even I've gotten to know you. And one thing you said in that interview that I believe is still the Wolf Critton that's here today, and you said that, you know, you're one of these people that loves music so much that you would actually go and, you know, perform on the subway. You know, you would just do it just because you love it. Do you think that's one of the reasons why you've had the longevity that you've had, because you're in this for the right reason?
Absolutely. You know, I think just having passion behind anything and enjoying what you're doing in life, period, I think it's just, I live for that, you know. And like I said before, man, it's really therapy for me. Mm-hmm. And being that whatever situation it is, as long as I have a guitar with me, I'm happy.
Right, exactly. You know? And you know, and I think that is one of the things that your fans have picked up on. I think the journey, for those who have not heard you on our program before, Wolf, I think the journey to how you got here is great. But I think what is so great, too, is that you've been able to channel your feelings into a creative way that have not only helped you, but also been of inspiration to others. A lot of the songs, like the ones we hear today, are very personal to you. But what has that been like for you, for people to say to you how much something that you wrote connected with them?
Well, it's a blessing, you know, bottom line. I mean, you know, as you know, I started writing when I was in Iraq, and it was really the only thing that got me through my tour and keep my sanity, mm-hmm. was playing music. So being that it helped me so much and hearing other people tell me how much it's helped them it's heart-stoppingly, you know, it's just amazing. You know, it's a good feeling. It's good to know that I can help somebody as much as music's helped me. You know, so I'm just very humbled by it, and you know, I'm just going to keep sharing the love.
Yeah, and I think that love is what people really appreciate. I want to talk about social media, because that is a big way that you've had tens of thousands of your fans connect with you, Wolf, and been able, you know, to kind of, you know, travel with you on this journey. First of all, how do you wrap your mind around the numbers of people who have joined you through social media, who have not only been able to, you know, help spread the word about what's going on with Wolf, but also, of course, to be able to celebrate with you along the way?
Well, you know, it's been very, it's, how can I put this? It's hard sometimes to kind of keep up with everybody. And the beauty of being a musician is you sometimes can get a publicist can help, you know, help you connect with your more fans and reach more people. You know, me, I'm really big on the friends and family that I do have that are in my area, and then the people outside of my area are just like the icing on the cake.
Right.
So, you know, it's definitely, it's tricky, you know, but at the same time, it's a wonderful thing, and, you know, I don't mind staying up till 3 a.m. saying hello to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I know they appreciate that aspect of it as well. Well, you know, I want to talk about what could be seen as three layers of who you are, because there is, of course, the guy, the individual, who is not only, of course, a musician and a singer, but also just a man going through life like the rest of us. But then you amplify that, you know, with this way that, of course, we're able to stay connected with you, the work you've been able to do, you know, the stages you've been able to be on, and you say, wow, you know, this is a guy that is really really living his dream. The third thing is, though, how have you been able to kind of keep the two of them together? I mean, that individual that is real with the individual that is on stage, which is not always, for a lot of artists, as you know, the same person. I mean, what do you think has been the key for you, not losing yourself between, you know, being Wolf Critton the man, then being Wolf Critton the musician?
Well, you know what it is? It's about what I talk about. There's no way you can lose yourself when you're talking about the most personal aspects of your life and screaming it on stage. Mm-hmm. When I go up stage, I'm literally bearing it all. You know, everything personal, everything that hurt me, everything that hurt my ego, my pride. So I can't help but stay humble. I can't help but stay myself. It's not tricky at all. It's me on the stage and off the stage. You know,
yeah.
And I think that's a lot. Has a lot to do with what I'm writing about and what I'm singing about. It's just pages off a diary of my life.
Exactly. And you're able to share it with the world, and the world is definitely enjoying it. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program today, Wolf Critton. He's not only a singer and musician, but an individual that's been able to do what he loves, and also, of course, to be able to share that with all of us. Before we get into the new single, I mentioned to you before we went live, I teased with you, Wolf, that we're going to be playing one of the songs that you've introduced on our program, which I'm really excited to say there's three of them before today that you've been able to bring to us. I think one of the more personal ones, though, is one of my favorites, and that is the single "A Wreck." I mean, what was it like for you to write that song, and then, of course, to be able to see the way that other people were able to take what was a very personal story for you?
Well, writing that song, when everybody hears it that hasn't heard it already, I mean, I can't even say it. I was crying as I was writing those lyrics. That's as personal as it gets. Just thinking about it now, I get emotional. I just wanted to write something that other soldiers could relate to.
Right.
You know, and it just came out that way, you know, and it's amazing the response that it's gotten. And, you know, like I said, I'm just glad to know that I'm letting other people out there know they're not alone.
Right.
You know, someone has to stand up and say, yeah, I've been through this, I've been through a lot. And it hurt.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. We're going to actually come back to war and the many wars, I think, that you've been able to deal with, not only, of course, when it comes to combat, but also just in life and the journey that many people feel like they're on. Before we get into that, though, here is the single "A Wreck" by Wolf Critton. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
My ooh, darling, cry on my stone, I died a fool. And my pistol's full.
There you have Wolf Critton with the single Iraq right here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking to Wolf not only about the journey of doing music that he loves, but also what it's been like for him to share those music with others. You said appropriately so, I think, Wolf, before we heard Iraq, that you wanted people to know that they were not alone. I think that is one of the interesting things about music. It ties in perfectly with the new single with Jane Doe as well. We'll get into that here in a moment. But, you know, that has to be just an amazing thing. To know that you're able to, through music, through words that are so personal for you, be able to help people navigate through the minefields of their own lives. Because the interesting thing about that song, Iraq, as well as, of course, about the single Jane Doe, Wolf, I believe, and I'll let you respond to this, is that, you know, we all are going through something in life. I mean, is that kind of, would you say, the kind of the soundtrack of everything you've been able to do is sharing with people that you're not alone in what you feel?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. It's about relating to an audience that, you know, at some points nowadays, it's hard to relate to what you're hearing on the radio half the time on these other channels, you know, with these, I'm going out partying every day, and then you got these people at home that are going through something rough. And when you hear that on the radio all the time and you're not hearing anything about what you're going through, it makes you feel really lonely, or at least it did for me.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I started writing these really personal songs.
Yeah. Did you find that it was also a part of, and we talked about this before, but I think it, especially as we get into the new single, do you find that it's writing it really is part of, you mentioned earlier about kind of the, you know, the journal aspect of it, it's kind of part of the therapy for yourself first?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's me dealing with, like you said, as we get to Jane Doe, that's exactly what it is. It's about me dealing with the situation that I'm going through in my life. Mm-hmm. And then once I translate it on the paper and it touches somebody else, it becomes more than just me. It goes past me, you know, it goes into the air.
Yeah. What is it like for you to put the visual aspect to it? It's one thing for you to be up on the stage or even in the studio, Wolf, and recording something or performing live. What is it like for you to actually tell the story through a video? Because, you know, one of the funny things for me is if you had asked me what I would have expected, let's say from the single China Doll that you had last year, I definitely would not have pictured the video that you that you created, even though the video that you created, I think, would, you know, it fits, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, is that kind of part of the fun for you, is being able to bring, you know, your own creativity to these songs in a visual aspect?
Well, it's extremely fun. I mean, what happens is, even for me, when I made that song, I didn't see that video in my mind either, but you start to realize that, like, I might sing a song about one thing and 70 other people are thinking of a completely different scenario, you know, but it all ties into the song. So, you know, I guess the process became fun when I realized that, you know, like, hey, why don't I just, it's about something that I went through, but I want the person listening to translate it in their own way.
Right.
So by doing that, we're making these videos that, and we're going to be doing a video for Jane Doe as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be interesting. I love the process of video making. It's flawless.
Yeah. I mentioned the live performance, and, you know, you've shared pictures, of course. You know, we've heard that saying over and over again about a picture's worth a thousand words. I mean, your picture sometimes can leave us speechless. In fact, the picture that's on your website, on wolfcritton.com, I mean, of the, you know what I thought about when you first showed me that picture, and I don't know how I initially missed it off your page, but when we were preparing for this segment and you sent it to me, I thought how interesting it is to have the many facets of the man kind of together in one room. Is that kind of what it feels like for you when you see a picture like that of yourself?
Well, you know, first off, a huge shout out to Amadeus and Matthew DeMoss of 2AM Photo, man. That literally is me. You know, there's that part of me that still has Iraq in the back of my head, you know, that's walking around screaming all day. There's that part of me that's thinking about the song. There's that part of me thinking about what I'm doing, you know, for the next day. So basically, especially in that photo, that literally defines me and what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things going on, and I always want to be able to translate that through those pictures and through those things. And I was blessed to find these genius photographers, man, with such a passion as much as I have for music, to be able to translate that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely great job. Again, 2 a.m. photo, and we'll be reminding our listeners how they can find out more information about them. So we've teased enough. Let's go ahead and get into this single, Jane Doe. I heard it for the first time myself recently, and I think the great thing about this song, and I said it to you actually, Wolf, is that this is a song that guys will really appreciate, because a lot of times we don't realize, you know, what it's like to be on the other side, and people don't realize what it's like for us to be on the other side of one. Wondering, you know, of kind of feeling like we're giving everything, and you know,
yeah.
And it's not always reciprocated. How does this particular song come about for you?
All right, well, you know, it was recorded over at Seamus Studios. The process was basically, you know, I finally met the girl that's the love of my life, and the situations as an artist when you're in a relationship, it's really hard when you're putting all your passion into something and you've been doing it for years. And you're trying to start up a new relationship with somebody, and it's completely foreign to you at that point. You know, it got to a point of, you know, not being able to pick up the phone all the time, things of that nature. And her friends talking to her and coming to assumptions and assuming things. And, you know, it got me inwardly upset with myself because of it, that I actually ended up making this song. You know, and like you said, I wanted it to be something that guys can really relate to, you know, and jam out to, man. Because I haven't heard one like this yet, so I love it.
Yeah, it is. And you're able to, you know, there's some people that are excited about the fact that they can sing. There's some people that are excited about the fact that they can play an instrument. You know, you're able to do both. I mean, and you're able to control both, which I think has to be probably the most fun for you, because you don't have to worry about, you know, is one going to marry well with the other. I mean, do you find that one comes before the other? What normally happens for you? Is the music something that comes first, or when it comes to the creative process, what comes first, the music or the words?
It literally starts with one note on the guitar, and then it just gets more intricate, and the word follows, and so on, until it all pours out. It's actually like a dance, hand in hand.
Yeah.
The music, I'm playing the guitar, I'm making up lyrics, so I'm thinking of what I'm going to say next. It's become fluid to me as far as how I write. I can't do one without the other.
Gotcha. Well, the two together definitely make for some great music. For those who are joining us for us online as well as on the radio dial, you guys are in for a treat. Here is your first listen to Wolf Critton's new single, Jane Doe. We'll be back with our final moments with Wolf right after this. Enjoy it.
Problems and you wouldn't solve them, so no shine on the phone line. Told me you wanted more, what are you waiting for? Stand alone at the sideline, pushing and popping. You told me you wasn't stopping. I noticed everyone moving up on the floor. Now you're alone at night, baby. Turn out the light, you don't love me no more. Love is a foolish thing, God must be punishing me.
Keep riding on, keep riding.
where I close the verse, like a priest when he closed the church. You just don't love me like I do. Sweet fountain, she's drowning. Keep running, oh, keep running. Why are you still so blue? The spirit's playing you. Never trust a man. Promises on better road. Never trust a damn thing. You're better off just left alone. Listen to words, listen to words.
Keep running, don't keep running.
Listen to words, listen to words.
Keep running, don't keep running.
As I sit on the point of my doom, I'm always too late.
Talking with him not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you as well. You know, Wolf, you know, have you gotten used to the idea of these very personal things, you know, whether you're talking about Iraq or talking about, you know, songs like this, you know, that they are kind of out there now, that people are getting a glimpse into you just by listening to your music?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, it's a very humbling feeling, being heard, period, you know. And I'm going to continue to do it, man. I can't stop.
Yeah. You know, there was one thing that you repeated in that song that I thought was interesting, because in the world that we live in where music, and I use that word, you know, kind of loosely sometimes, I think, is not so much about anything of meaning, you say, listen to the words. Listen to the words. Do you think that that really is what your connection is? That sure, what happens on your guitar can be mesmerizing, but it's the when the words are coupled with it, like you mentioned about, you know, the relationship, the dance. Do you think that's when it really becomes alive?
Exactly. It's all about, you know, I mean, I feel personally that you really can't minister to anybody without a testimony. You know, and I'm not going to just write down something that rhymes because it rhymes. I'm going to write down something that is impactful to me and to anybody else that's listening as much as I can, possibly can.
All right. Well, again, you all got your first listen to Wolf Critton's new single, Jane Doe, right here. So I know now people are going to want to know, as they're listening to us on the radio dial as well as online, Wolf, how they can stay connected with you to find out when they can, of course, be able to get that single for themselves, as well as, of course, when we mentioned the video earlier, when they probably can look for that. How can they stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, everything is on my website. Everything's being updated as everything happens. You know, we got the interview with Enter the Venture, coming up with it's an amazing music blog. But it's all at www.wolfcritton.com, and the last name C-R-I-T-T-O-N, wolfcritton.com. And that has everything. It'll show release dates, etc.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with him. Again, wolfcritton.com is the website. All his social media and everything is right there. Wolf, man, always a pleasure. We're excited here at Conversations Live that we could bring this to our audience. And we know a lot of great things are coming up for you, man. And keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're definitely making a difference. We appreciate you.
Right on. Absolutely, man. And it's like I said, it's a blessing always. I love your show, man. And I'm speechless. Thank you. Give some shout-outs to a few of my friends out there.
Definitely. Go ahead.
All right, absolutely. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Park Truth, the Park Sound Music. You know, this guy put together the Ritz Theater for me. Luke of Opie's Law, amazing guy, man. Me and him plan on collaborating soon. We got Phil Vasquez, amazing supporter, big CCO. We got Christian, who's going to be a model in my music video, and tons more people. So I just want to show everybody love. Say thank you for listening and being there for me.
All right, and I know they appreciate that as well. Wolfman, continued blessings to you. Thank you again for bringing us Jane Doe, and looking forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Thank you, man. Much love.
Okay. All right. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Depending on how you're listening to us, there could be more Conversations Live to come for you. But if you're joining us online and you missed part of the conversation here, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.